Welcome back to The Takeaway. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Todd Zwillick. Yesterday, we told you about results in off-year elections in places like Maine and New Jersey and Virginia. Democrats had a great day and night. In Ohio, it was a little bit different because people in that state are sorting out some confusing results from a confusing ballot measure. They're still trying to figure it out. Voters in Ohio killed a measure aimed at lowering prescription drug costs in that state. It was called Issue 2, the Drug Price Relief Act, and it would have capped the price that state agencies can pay for pharmaceuticals. Well, it went down by a huge margin. 79% of voters said no. Pharmaceutical companies poured money into the state. Their own side in this fight says the drug industry's political group spent more than $50 million to defeat Issue 2. But a lot of voters in the end said they were just confused about what this measure was supposed to do, and they'd be excused for feeling whiplash leading up to Tuesday.
This ballot issue is a prescription for disaster.
Issue 2 is Ohio's chance to lower drug costs.
It could increase drug costs for millions of Ohioans.
Don't be deceived by the drug company lies. Vote yes on Issue 2.
It sounds too good to be true because it is.
Again, I said more than $50 million pouring in from drug companies, probably $20 million spent on the yes side. And you can hear the confusion in those television ads. So what was Issue 2 all about? Why did it lose? And what does it mean for our democratic process beyond Ohio when voters maybe don't understand the ballot measure that's in front of them? Andy Chow is with Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau. Andy, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what exactly would Issue 2 have done? How does it work?
All right, so it would have forced state agencies, any state program that pays for prescription drugs, would have forced them to have to buy those drugs at the same discount that's afforded to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And what we know is that the VA maybe pays for 70% of the drug that everybody else pays 100% for. So it would have forced state programs to get that discount. And like you said, it was confusing because no one knew how that would have actually worked, how you actually enforce something like that, and what the repercussions could be.
All right. The VA gets big discounts because they have a giant health system there. They can negotiate lower drug prices, and they do. You know, Andy, on the face of it, it seems like a no-brainer, right? Voters by pretty wide margins always say they support controlling drug prices and using the government to do it. So what explains the lopsided result against it here?
Well, I think there are a couple of things here. One is this issue has been around for about 2 years now in the state because of the way the process works to even getting on the ballot. So, I mean, if you would have asked people right away what they thought about this ballot issue, they probably would have said, hey, lower drug costs, that sounds good to me. But because it was here percolating for so long and there was so much information that people could pull out of it, they learned more about it, and it really gave the drug companies a longer time to spin it too. So the drug companies had a year or the past 6 months for sure to really pump a lot of money into it, to put so many ads out there. You heard the ones that said it'll raise costs for 2/3 of Ohioans. They've been saying that for the past 6 months on TV ads.
Well, let's get a taste of some of that confusion. Here's Christine, who called us from Ohio.
I consider myself an informed voter, but I could not figure out who and what to believe on Issue 2 in Ohio, so I voted no. My name is Christine, and I live outside of Akron, Ohio.
Andy, there's one voter who listens to you, I hope, in Ohio, who said she was just confused by the whole thing. But this isn't the first time around the block for a policy like this. Voters in California killed a similar measure last year. So what do we actually know? Is there good information on whether the law actually would have lowered drug costs?
There's no way of knowing right now. I think that's kind of where we got down to, because, I mean, we as journalists have been following this issue for a while now, and no one could really get down to the nitty-gritty to find out, is this actually going to work? We actually at the state of Ohio have a process where if something on the bill is going to affect the budget in any way, then the Office of Budget and Management does their own independent research. So not the people who are telling you to vote yes, not the people who are telling you to vote no, but Ohio's independent researcher. They looked into it and they said, We don't know. We have no idea. We can't tell you if this is going to save the state $400 million or if it's going to result in increased drug prices for other people. Because keep in mind, the big issue here, the big argument is that, yes, this might cap drug prices and give a discount for people who are on Medicaid or getting drugs from workers' comp. But we don't know what's going to happen to the two-thirds of the other Ohioans who are on private insurance plans. Because they say if the drug companies have to give a discount to the state programs, then they're just going to raise the prices for the private insurers.
Let's hear from another listener here from Athens, Ohio, who voted no on issue two, not because of confusion, but because they just didn't like the policy.
My town has a large mental health facility. I have several friends that are employed as doctors and nurses there, and they informed me that if issue two would have passed, it would have politicized medications that healthcare professionals are able to prescribe for patients. Doctors and other healthcare professionals should have the freedom and the ability to prescribe medications that their patients need.
Lots of doctor groups and medical groups came out against issue two as well.
Yeah, all the major groups. I mean, there were about 80 organizations and associations that came out against it. All the ones that really people have grown to trust here in Ohio. I think one of the big ones is the Veteran Services, the group that advocates for veteran affairs, came out against it. So there are ads that say a vote yes would hurt veterans, doctors associations, nurses, they all came out against it. And that was kind of the big slam against this issue. Like, it came from California. And then when it came here, critics were saying that the sponsor of the Drug Price Relief Act, Michael Weinstein, who founded the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, they say that Weinstein never made an effort to try to reach out to Ohio groups to find out how this plan can best suit Ohio and kind of change it and revamp it in a way for it to be customized for Ohio needs. And I think that really hurt a lot of its chances of winning over support from all those groups that came out against it in the end.
Andy Chow, Ohio Public Radio. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, my name is Randall. I'm calling from Oroville, Ohio. And I voted no because anytime you limit a company's ability to charge for a product with one group, the other groups will have to make up the difference.
Hi, my name is Daniel Dudley. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I voted for issue two after going back and forth with myself many times. I work in the healthcare industry, and even with that background, day in and day out, I still felt that I did not understand the issue enough to make a truly informed decision, so I had to go with my gut.
We are still hearing from bewildered Ohio voters on issue two. Whatever your issue is, get in touch with us. We're at 8778-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.